I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlan Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who grappled with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mum-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they're becoming too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Aisha Menon, and this is Mumbai Crime. Now we're getting to the crux of it. Last time, Sapna tried to break up a sweatshop that had been luring children in from the slums with an ice cream van. She went to the police, the politicians. No one was doing anything. She was threatened at her house, attacked in the park by a pair of muggers, and had to fight them off taking their knife. In doing all this, she realized she was stuck on a dizzying seesaw between newfound confidence and fear for her very own life. Scary. She stormed into the CEO's office and demanded to know why he's sending hooligans after her. While he denied sending the goons after her, he at last revealed his reasons for helping. His own daughter killed herself after failing an exam. He saw a reflection of his own life in Sapna's and wanted to help her personally. Nevertheless, Sapna told him she wouldn't be partaking in these tests anymore. But he wouldn't listen. "You signed a contract," he said. She must keep going until the tests are over. And besides, how will she know when she's even being tested?
Mumbai.
I can't believe it, Didi.
The moment we arrive, Neha's under its spell.
Look, Didi, that's Mukesh Mills. What? That's Mukesh Mills, where they shoot the movies.
This is the city she was born to rule. And her ticket to fame and fortune is...
Welcome to Popstar number one. I am Ravi.
This is it, Didi. This is it. I'm going to be number one.
Now, this is not just a musical talent show. I don't just want your songs. I want your life.
Me? All its messiness, sorrow, I've come along not just as Neha chaperone, but to get away from Delhi, from Acharya, the tests, from all the strangeness going on back there.
I want your dark secrets, your dirty laundry. Remember, the world only worships number one. There is no place for...
Number two!
That's right. So rise up, fight, claim your crown.
This is so cool.
Rook, Are Baba Rook. Oh my darling, give me a look.
The next few days pass in a whirl of rehearsals, performances, wardrobe changes and photo shoots. And then comes the moment I've been dreading, when Neha must face the judges.
Thank you.
Okay. What's your name, darling?
Neha. Neha Sinha.
Okay. And how old are you, Neha?
17.
So tell me, Neha, what is your ambition in life?
To be number one, because there's no place for number twos, right?
Okay, let me tell you. You have a very sweet voice, Neha.
Thank you.
But to be very honest with you, to make it in this business, you need something unique. And I don't think that...
Udita, I'm sorry. You need your ears to be cleaned.
Neha survives the first elimination and gets Rauji, one of the four judges, as her mentor. Rauji is a regular fixture on Pop Star number one, Bollywood's only blind music producer, a living legend in his trademark dark glasses.
No. Aaj jaane ki zid na karo is a classic. It is not an advertising jingle.
He also has a reputation for making contestants cry.
I am very disappointed, Neha. What happened to the girl at the audition?
Sorry, sir.
Disappointing. I wish I had chosen someone else.
I'll work harder, sir. I promise I'll...
What is this? I hear tears, Neha. I have no time for tears, please.
Watching from the back of the studio, my heart goes out to Neha. I want to comfort her, but...
Madam, please, no interfering.
I remain standing, watching from a distance.
Do you know how I lost my sight?
No.
I was attacked by a female fan with a knife at a concert. You see, fame sometimes has a heavy price tag. You still want fame?
More than anything.
Come closer then. Let me see you.
But how can you...
A blind man does not see with his eyes, but with his hands.
I hold my breath as Rauji's hands move over Neha's face, then down her neck, going lower and lower.
Just chill, Yadini. He's blind, he sees with his hands only.
But why has he called you to his house?
Because I have potential.
He hasn't called any of the other contestants. I checked with them.
I'm going to make this work for me, Didi. Stop getting in my way, okay?
Contestants, this is the hotel for Group A. Group A has to get off here. Come on.
See you.
Hurry up, please. I don't have all day.
As Neha sleeps, I lie beside her, thinking about Alka. She died because I meddled in her life. Now I'm scared that something will happen to Neha because I did nothing. I can't sleep. So I go up to the rooftop for some air.
Hi.
It's one of the judges, Udita, a talented singer in her time.
You're Neha's sister, right?
Yes.
Tell her to be careful of Rauji.
What? Why?
She's pretty. I know what happens to pretty girls around him.
What do you mean?
You heard me. Good night.
Oh, yeah. And tell her that if he offers her a drink, it's better to turn him down.
The next day, I insist on accompanying Neha to Rauji's house.
Bahut badhiya, beta. Very good. See, we are almost at the end of the first stage now, huh? Tomorrow we go live. Are you feeling confident now, dear?
With you as my mentor, Guruji, I feel I can do anything.
Good, good. Bahut achhe. Chalo, let us continue. Leo, Leo, Leo.
Sirji, your drinks.
Thank you. Ye whiskey for me. Juice for you, my dear.
Thank you.
Don't forget our guest over there. Sapna, isn't it? Sapna, no?
Yes.
Come, come. Join us. Have a drink. It's hot, no? Please, sit, sit. Better.
Madam, juice?
Thank you.
Drink. Drink, drink. I can't hear you drinking. Drink. Enjoy. Good, good, good. So, Sapna, you are the eldest in the family, eh?
Yes.
And you have any other brothers, sisters also?
A sister, she's no longer with us.
But you have a very, very talented sister here, I must tell you. Are you musical also?
No,
See, we have work to do now, Sapna. So you please wait here, okay? And come, beta, we will go to my studio. Will you take the glasses? And then you can guide me.
As soon as they leave, I make my way to the bathroom.
You see, Neha, the voice comes not from the throat alone, but from the entire body. Your body must work in harmony. From here to... relax, relax. To here. You understand? Drink some more. That's better. You're feeling better?
Yes.
Good. But your body needs to be taught as much as your voice. You understand me? No, no, don't struggle now. Why? Look, why don't you take this off? It's not necessary. No,
I don't want to.
Do you want to win the competition or not?
Yes.
Do you know what it takes to be number one?
Oh, please. Huh? Please.
You want to be number one?
Please.
Do you want to?
Let her go.
How dare you come into my studio like this? You crazy woman, what's wrong with you?
Neha, come.
I was only trying to help her to be number one. But it's too late now. You go. Get out. Get out of my house. You're not worthy of my attention. Get out.
Where are we going?
Station. We are going home.
But we're going live tomorrow.
Neha, you've been drugged. You can't think straight.
No.
Okay?
Huh? No. You can't destroy my dreams.
But Neha, we can't be going back to that
night. I have to perform tomorrow. I have to.
He ducked.
What?
When I took a swing at him, he ducked.
I don't know. I don't care. I just know I have to perform tomorrow. The public loved me. I could win. I could win, Didi.
Back at the hotel, I put Neha to bed to sleep it off. I know I should go to the police, but would they believe me? Rauji is one of India's biggest TV personalities. And how can I destroy Neha's one chance of fame? Hello?
I'm suffering from an acute deficiency of vitamin S.
Karan.
When are you coming home?
Karan, Neha's in trouble.
What happened?
We've just come back from one of the I tell Karan everything. I spill my heart out to him. Talking to him always makes me feel better.
Listen, I'm coming to Mumbai.
No, Karan. No.
No? What do you mean, no?
I need to do this. I need to do this by myself.
And next, onto the stage for the final elimination round is the lovely Neha Sinha.
Stop. Please stop. Just stop the music. I cannot hear the classic being murdered in this fashion. Shh. Beta, when you came to the audition, I really thought that you had potential, but I have no choice but to use my elimination card.
No.
So I am sorry, but you are out.
Raji, this is too much.
I am sorry, Udita, you don't know anything about the classics.
Well, that is a shock. But according to the rules of the competition, each judge has the right to eliminate one contestant before the public vote. Mr. Rauji, sir, are you sure you want to use your vote now?
Yes.
Neha, I bet you didn't see that coming. How do you feel?
I just want to thank everyone who believed in me.
Hey! He tried to molest my sister last night. He didn't succeed.
Please, madam, this is
That's why he wants her out of the competition.
Security?
And he's not blind. I know he can see.
Bibi, please stop.
Everyone looks at me like they do at all the bitter, sad relatives of disqualified contestants on reality shows, with pity and disgust. Through my tears, glinting at me under the studio lights, I see the winner's trophy.
Put that down, madam. Madam, put it down.
What are you doing?
Stupid bitch! You could have killed me!
How did you see her throw it?
This is ridiculous.
Okay, let's move on with the show. Our next contestant is...
Who is our next contestant?
You? Expect me to sit next to this monster? You know, Rauji, I'd heard the rumors, but I turned a blind eye. But now I'm ashamed of myself. You disgust me. I refuse to have anything more to do with this show. I quit.
Come on, Neha. Get your things. Chalo.
You! What have you done to my show?
You wanted dirty laundry secrets and scandals, right?
Huh?
Well, you've got it. Taxi! Taxi! Station. What's so funny?
I can't believe what you just did.
Neither can I. I passed another test.
What?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I feel in control. I feel good about myself. For the first time since... Well, I couldn't save Alka. But I did save Neha. Maybe I'm worth more than I thought. Maybe I can achieve things. Maybe... I can afford to dream.
Radiotopia.